Hey guys, welcome to another amazing episode on the Gist with Naya podcast. Yes, I'm going to ask, how are you doing? I hope you guys are good. I hope you're happy. And I really do hope that you guys are amazing, basically. Yes, and most importantly, I hope that you're keeping safe, because that is the cocoa. Keeping safe. If you really don't have any reason to be out there, please stay indoors and just work from home, or just do something, find a new skill, find something, but make sure that you're staying productive. And if you have to be out there, please do well to take all the rules guiding COVID-19 seriously. All right, so it's a new week, it's a new Monday, and this is Naya's Monday Motivation. You know how we do it. Basically, these are just stuff to motivate you. And remember, these things are not just for you. They are things that I apply to my life and I just want to share with you. So I'm not just going to come here and tell you to do stuff like this and I'm not doing it. I think that that's the most, you know, I don't know what to say, but I think that doesn't make any sense. So these are practical things that you should apply. Remember, on the Gist with Naya, we don't just gist the way, but we gist the action. So if you're not an action-oriented somebody, well, this can still be a place for you to learn to be an action-oriented somebody, okay? Anyways, we're just going to be doing something simple this morning, and it is a simple prayer. Just two simple prayers, all right? And we are going to be sharing the grace, and this is how it goes. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Basically, that is it. Now, these are very simple prayers, but they carry a lot of power in them. And this is just to remind you that you should learn to start your day with words of prayer. Learn to start your day with something positive. And I'm not saying that just pray once in the week and that's it. Find time to also, you know, have a, have a fellowship or koinonia, or just, you know, take time out to spend time with your maker and just, you know, spend time. You know, many times we're always asking God for something, but sometimes just spend time, you know, just spend time. It's just like how you are with your partner, you know, all the time. You're not asking all the time, right? You're just wanting that quality time and attention and all of that. Sometimes that's what God wants, for you to spend time with Him. Okay, so I pray that your faith gives you what has been made available by grace. Faith is the most important thing. You want to be favored, you want grace to follow you, then you need to build your capacity of faith. And that is why I pray that you gather the capacity of faith to make grace available for you. Just have faith. Stay strong. Stay true to what you believe in. Remember, there's something that the Bible says. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so what you hear has a way of impacting something or imposing something in your mind. And from your mind, you begin to act it out. So you have to be careful what goes into your mind. You have to be careful what you take into you, because you don't want to start acting in some type of way that you would regret later. So, you know, what you hear, know what you listen to, who you listen to, who you hang around, what you see, all right, what you read. Just make sure that whatever goes into you is positive and is something that would yield for you. Don't just open yourself to anything and everything, all right? Make sure that you stay positively minded and also give the same energy, okay? So I pray that your faith, you know, speaks for you. Your faith makes available everything that God has given to us by grace. All right, thank you so much guys for listening to this episode. Don't forget to stay true. And yes, a new episode will be dropping today by 6 p.m. So make sure that you tune in. If you haven't subscribed, I want you to do that right now. Like right now. So subscribe, follow, just make sure that you watch this space. Make sure that you get a reminder about this podcast. All right, we're going to be talking about something really amazing, and I want you guys to be part of it. I want to hear your opinions. I want to hear what we can do to move forward and to be better. So to join the conversation on social media, you can follow me on Instagram at The Gist with Naya, on Twitter at The Gist with Naya, on Facebook at The Gist with Naya, and on Gmail at thegistwithnaya@gmail.com. So let me know your opinions. Let me know what you think. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for taking out time to listen. To those listening from outside of Nigeria, I really do appreciate you and I love you so much. Thank you for all you do. And if this is your first time, woo, amazing. I love you and you are welcome to the community, the Gist with Naya lovers. Thank you so much for all that you do. All right. Have a lovely, lovely week. Bye-bye. Mwah.